Expression is Teresa Negron. The last name is N-E-G-R-O-N. First name is D-E-R-E-S-A. Number one, clinical case of a 71-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of chronic kidney disease. Period. The patient has a neurogenic bladder and has been using a Foley catheter. And it seems that the patient has been consistent. Doing so. And the patient comes today with a creatinine of 2.94, a BUN of 54, and an estimated GFR of 17, compared to a GFR in the prior occasion in November the 4th that was 13 mLs per minute. The patient is feeling better. She is anemic, and this anemia is related to CKD. And she has a slight elevation of the phosphorus at a 5.7. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The potassium is 4.4. The CO2 is 22, period. At this point, we are going to hold the initiation of renal replacement therapy, period. The protein creatinine ratio is elevated. She has a proteinuria and nephrotic levels. Number two, arterial hypertension that is out of control. It doesn't seem to me that the patient is taking the medications as prescribed. It was suggested for her to take the carbaryl of 25 milligrams, the hydralazine 100 milligrams and the clonidine 0.1 milligram every 12 hours because she has a different schedule to get out of bed and to go to bed. But for example, 10 hours in the morning and 10 in the evening will be the every 12-hour regime that we are recommending. Following number anemia, this anemia should be treated. We are going to refer the patient to the Florida Cancer Center, Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, in order to correct the anemia by given ESA, Echo Sierra Alpha, capital letters. Following number, the patient has a remote history of renal artery stenosis, a renal scan, a MAG-3, renal dynamic scan, MAG, M-A-G-3, was done, and there is no discrepancy in the uptake of the nuclear material as to suggest the presence of renal artery stenosis. The patient has a flat curve that is consistent with intrinsic renal disease and there is no evidence of obstruction. The split function is 52% and 48%, period. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, and dilated cardiomyopathy that is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism associated to the chronic kidney disease and a history of hyperuricemia. The uric acid is not detected, not ordered this time, but we are going to order the uric acid for the next evaluation. This patient in September 27 of 2022, she had a uric acid of 6.7, period. Consistency in the therapy was encouraged to take the medications as recommended, period. I have to mention that this patient has obstructive sleep apnea and she uses the CPAP every night. It's followed by the pulmonologist, Dr. Patel, period. We invested in the evaluation of the lab and the imaging in 10 minutes in the patient, face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 9 minutes.